Today's share in the Dearshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Samach Ches, and we're in the middle of Siv Beis. And we begin with the Ramah on the second line with the words Miyu. The Ramah tells us, Miyu, if you're fasting Tanis Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni, you're fasting the Beis HaBeis, Shenogim L'Sanos Achar Pesach V'Sukkos, as we've mentioned already several times, was the custom because of the Hoilulus, or the lack of seriousness and possible frivolity that you had over the Yom Tovim of Sukkos and Pesach. So the minhag was to fast the first Monday starting from the month afterwards. So starting from the month of Cheshvan to fast the first Monday, Thursday, Monday. Starting from the month of Iyar to fast the first Monday, Thursday, Monday. So in places where this minhag was extant, they would fast what's called Bahab, Beis HaBeis, or alternatively, Afilu Baseres Mei Tshuva, in places where the minhag was that they would fast on every day of the Baseres Mei Tshuva, except for Shabbos, and except for Rosh Hashanah, of course, and except for Erev Yom Kippur. They would make those 4 days up, but fasting the week before, during the week of Slichos, before Rosh Hashanah. So in places where these were well-established customs, the era behem Bris Mila, and then Baruch Hashem, there's a Bris Mila that's on one of those fast days. So then the Ramah tells us, mitzvah lechol, then you should eat at this bris milah or other sudas mitzvah, vein tzarach hatorah, you don't even need hatorah stadarim, it's allowed. It was basically accepted when you took upon yourself this beis HaBeis or to fast during the seres mitzvah, that if there was a bris milah then, or another sudas mitzvah, that you wouldn't fast on those days, and you don't need even hatorah stadarim. Why? The Ramah tells us, ki lo nagu lisanos b'chi agadda, because that was never part of the deal. When the original custom arose to fast on these days, it was with the understanding that there would be a bris milah, you wouldn't fast. And he says, "V'davko kisha ochlim sham." That's only if you're eating though, actually at that actual sudas mitzvah. Avlam shochem olaveisa. But if they send you food from the sudas mitzvah and lelecho, then you shouldn't go and eat or partake in the food in that situation. Now we said quite a bit, and there's a long number of Mishnah Berurahs over here. So let's go straight to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes Vav, where he tells us, "Afilu baseres mei tshuva pirush shemiyuchadim elu yomim davka," that these days were designated to be fast days, as I mentioned, "vavimina dasu lecho," and therefore one should not eat on them unless, of course, there's the sudas mitzvah that comes up, such as a bris milah, sivkan tezayin, or he says, "O pigeon aben," the same thing would apply, "O shar sudas mitzvah," which in Dirshu footnote number 14, he says it's talking basically about a siyum meseches. He says, "What about a chanukas abayis?" So he brings up from the Morgan Avram that if a person is inaugurating his house in Eretz Yisrael, so then that's a real mitzvah, that's real sudas mitzvah. In Chutz Laretz, it's not sure that that's the same similar idea of a sudas mitzvah, but he says if the house has not been used for frivolity and is being used l'toru mitzvahs, so then it's possible even Chutz Laretz this could be considered a sudas mitzvah. Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vein tzorach litein yom acher avur zeh." When you are fasting in this situation and breaking your fast because it's a bris milah, you don't have to make up for it. Dishu footnote number 15 brings down the same halacha, however, doesn't apply in the Shovavim or the Shovavim Ta. The Shovavim is the period of time that we're in right now, which is the parashos of Shemos, Va'era, Bo, Bishalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, and in the leap year you have the Tat, you have Truma and Tetzava as well. So they used to have the meaning that they would fast on every Thursday in those weeks. So he brings down that in that situation, the Yerabba writes that if the Bris Milah comes out on one of those Thursdays, so then, if, let's say you have either Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tu B'Shvat coming out on the Thursday, Yisanu Tumorosam, the parashos Vayakol Pekudeh, then you should make it up in Vayakol Pekudeh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches, he says that you are allowed to eat at this bris milah, and you don't even have to do hatoras nedarim. He says, "Upashut b'makom demut lechol al asuda eino tanis klal." And when you're allowed to eat, then it's not a tanis at all. And after that, you're allowed to eat as well. Umut achakach lishtos lechol af beis, you can eat afterwards all you want. Umiyu, however, kod matzuda before this bris milah, before the sudas mitzvah, also lechol lishtos beis, so you can't eat in your house. However, the Bali Bris can. You are Bali Bris, Mutarim, Lecho, Lishos, Biyad. They can even eat right away because the Yom Tiv Shalahem, for them, the whole day is a Yom Tiv. Ubesef Ayyarabi, the topic, he's not sure if this is true. He says, the Efshah, maybe only the Davka Achat Vilas Mincha. He says, maybe you should wait till after Mincha to make sure that you do the actual mitzvah. And therefore, he says, Ayin Sham, look over there. Dirshu, footnote number 16 brings down from the Ramah, Shemitzvah Lecho Basu, this mitzvah, Beseres Mitzvah, Vein Sir Chatorah, Ki Lo Noagul Sanus Woven Zet. As we pointed out, that's not the Minuk. Now, he brings down from the Morgan Avram, Legabi Misha Eno Bari, if somebody's sick and he can't necessarily fast, so he doesn't need Hatoras Nedarim. However, Elohim came and Sani Yosef Masha Nogu Atzibur. But the Shach disagrees. The Shach says that he does need Hatorah. And he says, you only say that you don't need Hatorah when it's something that comes up like a Bris Milah, because a person knows that if a Bris Milah comes up, he's going to fast. But he doesn't assume, if he gets sick, that he's not going to fast. So therefore, it's different by a sickness than by a Bris Milah. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sif Kodesh Yotes. He says the minhag wasn't the fast if the bris milah came out. He says im yodeya lifnei Rosh Hashanah shocha bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur al bris milah. So a person knows 8 days in advance at least that there's going to be a bris milah. So now it's before Rosh Hashanah and he knows there's going to be a bris milah during the Seis Mei Tshuva when he normally fasts, or Oshar Sudas Mitzvah, another type of Sudas Mitzvah, Pinyan Aben, or Siyam Masechetz. So then in this situation the Mishnah Berurah says Muchuiv Lasanos O Yom Echad lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Then he should do an extra day to make up for it, because as we said, there are 10 days of Seis Mei Tshuva, so people had the minhag that would fast on the 6 days that you're allowed to fast, not the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, not Shabbos, and not Erev Yom Kippur, so they would make up those 4 days beforehand. So here, if you know there's a fifth day that you're not going to be able to fast, you should make that up as well. As I just said, so therefore, if you know that there's a fifth day that you're not going to eat, you should make that up as well. And certainly, and the same thing applies. If on the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah that you'd be fasting, you had this thing, you should also, you should pick a different day to fast. However, he says, Omnam, in Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, and you only have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as the 4 days beforehand, the Lekel Arba Yomim, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So then, in that situation, in Sorech Lisanos Yomechud Karam Shabbos, then you don't have to fast the week before. Why? The Meikara, Lokiblu Alayu. This idea of making up the extra days, the 4 days of fast, is only in the week of Slichos, the week before Rosh Hashanah. Elisanos Bimea Slichos, Lobiyam Macherim, therefore you don't have to do it the week beforehand. Siv Karton Chav is a long Siv Karton. The Mishnah tells us as follows. If the pigeon of Ben, the 31st day, when you normally have the pigeon of Ben, is on Shabbos, and we don't do the pigeon of Ben on Shabbos, Shetzorach Lassus Pidyon Yom Rishon, now it'll be on the 32nd day, which is Sunday, which would be a fast day, do pigeon Shalom Bismano. Now this is a pigeon of Ben that's not Bismano, so here, Mistape Kamogin Avram, maybe Sudas Mitzvah. Is this or is this not considered a Sudas Mitzvah when you have a Nidche pigeon of Ben? And therefore, if it is, umut lechol kishol b'seres mechuva, but if it's not, olo, it's not. And he says it's not comparable to a bris milah. Ein domel bris milah. Davi sudas mitzvah af shelo bismano. A bris milah is different. Even when it's not bismano, it's a sudas mitzvah. Why? Because the hasam by bris milah, even if it's not bismano, koshaita v'shaita zimnehu. Because every moment you have a mitzvah to do it. Because kadesh al yaro, the child shouldn't be uncircumcised, which is a chiyuv of kares. Masha'en kein in pidyon aben, where there is no chiyuv of kares, and you can do the pidyon aben whenever. Okay, and he says mitzade l'maisa. He says the asasu the achar kach b'layla. If you're going to do the bris, the pigeon of Ben on the 32nd day on the Sunday, so do the suda at night. Dogel Maravava, however, brings down cost of the Tov Yosef Shasa pigeon the suda b'layl Motzi Shabbos Ayin Shabbos. He says it's actually preferable to do it on the night before on Motzi Shabbos rather than to do it on Sunday night. And in the Dirshu footnote number 18, he brings down. But often there you have pigeon mishasa suda. This way you can do the pigeon aben during the suda, which is ideal. As opposed to if you do it on Sunday night, then you're going to do the pigeon aben during the day on Sunday, and then you're going to do the suda on Sunday night. It's not as clear that you're doing this little fire same a pigeon aben, which is the purpose. Then he writes, because of the Magen Avraham, back to the Mishnah Berurah, the kol zeh davka b'chi agavna. This is only under these circumstances that we just mentioned. Avol b'shar tanis, on other tanis tzibur. She goes with my tzibur, that the tzibur is in its eis tzara, and they have a tanis tzibur for the tzara that they have, lechol apesudas mitzvah. Then you shouldn't, also lechol apesudas mitzvah, you shouldn't eat even a sudas mitzvah. And therefore, when this happens, v'alkein, imchol pijin aben b'yom tanis tzibur, if the pijin aben comes out on this day, even though you do the pigeon aben during the tanis, he says in this situation it's preferable. Hasuda ein osim bayom kim achar kach balayla. Brings down from the Morgan of Ram. In this situation, you do the suda at night. He brings down from the Chasam Sofer. Uba goes Chasam Sofer mitzadid. He points out the af bazeh. Even in this situation, yas hapidjum hasuda belel knesis yom levad. He says better to do it the night before the tanis ayin shom. As we just pointed out in the issue for number 18, this idea that you want to connect it to the suda and the pigeon together to be mefarsim the pigeon aben. Furthermore, old course of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham further adds, Sarich Iyun, he says, you have to look into what the deal would be in the following situation. Keshe Misanim Chav Siva B'machus Poland. In Poland, they fast on Chav Siva, and we pointed out previously that one of the major reasons that we fast, there is an earlier reason from the Crusades, but the major reason that people fasted in Europe, especially in Poland, on Chav Siva, because of the Chmielnitsky, Yimach Shemov Zichro, the Gzeres Tach B'tat, he killed over 1 million Jewish people. A horrible, horrible crime against Yiddishkeit. And this Chmielnitsky, Yimach Shemov Zichro, so they established a tainis to commemorate all the terrible tsaris that they were having, and they established it in Chav Siva. Now, he says in this situation, in mutu lechol al sudas mitzvah, if the sudas mitzvah comes out, pidyon aben bris milah comes out on Chav Siva, what should you do? So he says, the efshar hu b'chal shara tainis sibur, the osur, the chanal. Maybe this included like a fast for a tsara, and you shouldn't eat at this bris milah, should wait to eat till the suda at night. However, Nagos Chas himself, where he says, Umiyu bizmanenu, nowadays, al piyarov, osin kol ha-sudas v'layel. He says, the common custom nowadays is that we don't make the suda during the daytime for a bris milah, but we do the bris milah like towards the end of the day, like before the shkia, and then you go daven ma'ariv, then you have the suda right afterwards. Umiyu, the Mishbur adds, pam echot chol chav zivam b'erev Shabbos, one time that chav zivam was an Arab Shabbos, v'yosu das bris milah, and it happened to be that there was a bris milah that day as well. Mitziva harov, the rov paskin lecho bayom, that they should have the bris milah during the day. Because if they had to get together to do the bris milah and the suda at night, there wouldn't be enough people to come. So they do the bris milah right before shkia, and then they'd have the suda afterwards. There wouldn't be a lot of people that would come. So therefore, he said they should do it that day. And in a city where the minog was not to fast the chav sivan by everybody, there may be yechidim, but not everybody. But people come from a place where they did have the minog, and they're staying in that city. And now you're having a bris milah, and without those people coming from the other city where they do fast the chav sivan, you're not going to have a minion. So im tzrichim lahashlam minion, if you need those people to help make the minion, so then those people who normally fast the chav sivan in their city that are now in your city where they don't fast the chav sivan, mutarim lechol afilu b'chol hayom, they can go and eat, and they don't have to make it up. He brings it down from the chay. Now go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, the im kibel olav, if a person accepted upon himself hatainis b'mincha, he said during that day, erev the tainis, by mincha is makabel the tainis, then tzarech lahatzanos. Then he does have to fast the next day, even though it's a bris milah or something like that. He brings it down from the ghost, my money. What's going on over here? So the Mishbur explains, in Sivkot and Chavalef, wrote Shlomar, what the Ramah is telling us here is, the chol zeh davko kishlo kibel olav hatainis. All these other situations, he didn't formally accept upon himself the tainis by mincha time. He relied upon the minog. We pointed out previously there are those that do rely upon the minog, don't rely upon the minog. Here he was relying on the fact that it's Beis HaBeis or it's the Aseres Me'etshuva where the minog was to fast, so he didn't accept upon himself specifically to fast the day before. Or, alternatively, he just answered Amen. So on Shabbos, when they made the Mishabek with those fasting Beis HaBeis, he said Amen. And he said, the Oz, Lokibel, of the Nether. He didn't fully, formally accept it as a Nether. The Imrod, Sashalol, Lissano, Sashai. And therefore, he doesn't have to if he doesn't wish to. It's just saying the Amen doesn't automatically make him out to fast. And therefore, Velochain. And even if he didn't know that there was this bris milah, this pigeon and bear and a suda, and he started fasting on that day, and now they invite him, in this situation he can eat by the suda mitzvah. That's when he didn't formally accept it by mincha the day before. If in fact he accepted upon himself the day before by mincha, I am hereby accepting upon myself a tanis tiba tomorrow, a tanis yochid tomorrow, he did more than the minog normally does. The minog doesn't say you have to do that, but he did it. So that in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah is telling us, tzarech lekayim, he has to fulfill his obligation to fast that day, ulasanos, even though, af b'sudas mitzvah, he brings down from Levush, even though there is a sudas mitzvah, he should fast. However, he brings down the Das of Mogen Avraham, the Eiz Achronim, and other Achronim, which you can see in the Shaar Tzion, Noschav Zayin, the Matei Ephraim, and the Halacha Berurah. They hold, even when he accepted upon himself by mincha time, nevertheless, mutter, he's allowed to go partake in the bris milah and doesn't have to fast the next day. Because his whole kabbalah by mincha time was still based upon the minog. And as we pointed out, in that situation, you don't have to fast. You can break your fast by the suda smitzon. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, the Ramah is talking about, not the sage, he's not a guy to fast always based on the Pern Minog, or Kol Aseres Me'etshuva, or all the Aseres Me'etshuva, but Elish Mesana Yom Yimayim, he does something. And in this situation, here, he has to accept upon himself by Mincha. There is no Minog to do a couple of days only. And therefore, when he accepts upon himself by Mincha, this is like no different than any other day where he accepted upon himself by Mincha, the fast the next day, Shari Eino Toli B'Minog. This is no longer Toli in the Minog, and this is a Kabbalah's Tainis, and the Sudas Mitzvah doesn't knock it off. That's what the Ramah is telling us here. He would have to fast. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, the Vilna Gaon learns the way the Levush learned it. But he says that he could eat it the Suda Smitzvah and just make it up. That would be acceptable. Because the Belav Hachi, even without this, Yesh Kama Rishonim, there are those that say, if the person says, I'm accepting myself to fast tomorrow, even in that situation, he would be allowed to go and make it up. So therefore, he could eat it the Bris Milah according to this Vilna Gaon, and as long as he makes it up, he would be fine. Now we finish off the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim, shemitztar harbe betaniso, if the person having a difficult time with his tainis, yochol liftoso bimamo, he could pay it off, so to say, with staka. In other words, if he's having a difficult time, it's more important that he not have a difficult time, but make up the tainis that he said he would fast by giving money to staka. And the same thing would apply, but what didn't, bonus acher, if something else came along and didn't allow him to fast, and this brought down the name of the Rosh, the name of the Ravid, and the Rebbeinu Yerucham. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Beis tells us, "Hainu b'tanis yochid." This is by an individual. However, avo b'tanis shegoz b'matzibor lo mahani pidyon. If the tzibor accepted upon themselves to do this because of a tzara, then this doesn't help to pay off money with staka, unless in lo shehisnu came a tzibor. Unless the tzibor, when they were going to tiny said either fast or give staka. Sivkot and Chof Gimel. Then you can be poded mishum de umdon daita da daita de hochikibah, because there is an understanding that he accepted upon himself the tainis only assuming he's not mitzdar. But if he's mitzdar, he would pay it off with money. The tainis nechshav litztaka, because the whole purpose of the tainis is like tztaka, as we said previously. And since he's doing this, so to say, he's fasting to give up his fat and to give up his blood, so he can actually give it up by giving money to the aniyim in the same way. The issue footnote number 23 points out that we report that the Gemara in Brachos should betan esibur ika kabbalas eschar he avur at staka. That's the critical point. She knows the farnosis aniim she esanam bosayom, and we brought down previously that it's a beautiful custom. I think it was from the El Yerabba that we said that you should go and give the amount of money that you would have spent on food for that day to staka. He also brings down from the Mati Moshe a simon for this. He says the word tainis he osios tas oni, give to the oni, tas oni, give to the oni. And he says, in the Haftarah, it says as well, Tosus brings down the Gemara in Megillah, in the Haftarah, Dir Shur Hashem, it says, Shamru Mishpat, Vasut Staka, do this and give Staka, and that's the right way. Mr. Rusev Kotten Chavdali tells us, Vishira Pijon, how much? He Oshil Fiyosho, a rich person should give a lot of money. Datam, Mishum Shashokul Tzara Mamon, and get Tzara Tainis. Because the difficulties of the fasting, that's how much money you should give. For a rich person, to give $5 is not a big deal. So therefore, that wouldn't really compensate for the tzar of the fasting. And therefore, Alkeim, B'kolecha, Lefi Mashu, each person should figure out what's considered a significant amount of money for him. The issue footnote number 24 gives some suggestions for the amount of money in those days. Again, each person should know and give at least the amount of money that he would have spent for food for himself. Obviously, if he could give much more than that, Kolecha Kavo. The Ramah says then, Venira, Dafka Bekibel Olav Tainis Biyama. That's when you're talking about a general tainis. Avol and Kiblo Derech Nedeh. But if a person took upon himself a vow, so that's different. Shetorach L'chaim Nidro. That's a whole separate discussion which you had previously. You have to fulfill your vow. Mishmur explains Sivkot and Chothei, wrote to Lomar, V'lo Yichid B'shasek Bole Ez Yom. You didn't specify a date. The B'yichid, if you said, I'm going to fast, Omar Oz Harini B'tanis L'mocha, I'm accepting myself for tomorrow, so then Dino Kenodil Yom Zed, then that is a Nedeh for tomorrow. As we already explained, V'chanal B'siv Beis, and he says as well, look here in the Bir Halo. At the end of this Bir Halacha, Dibra Maso Yochel Toso, he brings down various rais and he says, Ulfish Zeb, based upon all these rais, he says, Poshut, to be yard site, the Koshim Kanes Chalom, any Yochel Toso b'moment. You can't go and pay it off with money. You have to go and fast on those days if that's what you took upon yourself. Albeit, the issue foot number 25 says that certainly pregnant women and nursing women, they shouldn't take upon themselves to fast on a Tanes Chalom. They can certainly give Tztaka instead. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.